I would like to let you all know right now that I just got a text from the beautiful Donna Valentine, and she says to tell you hi and everybody, and she's listening right now. Hi, D-Val.
D-Val's the best.
We missed your face and other parts of you as well.
Yeah, she's a nice lady.
Donna?
What?
One last thing, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to write a spoof song about your jugs, okay?
Goodbye.
I'm serious.
That was so random.
Release Donna's bra. Release Donna's bra. Release Donna's bra so I can see those great big tatas. Release Donna's bra. Release Donna's bra. Release Donna's bra so I can see those great big tatas. I wanna give Valentine the business. I wanna give Valentine the business. I wanna give Valentine the business from the bottom of my heart. I wanna give Valentine the business. I wanna give Valentine the business. I wanna give Valentine the business from the bottom of my heart.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the Rubes, by the Rubes, talking all things power trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on 494.
All right, Dave. I haven't seen very many polls from you lately. Do you need a little Blue Chew chewables?
Yeah, I think everybody's pretty excited not to see a billion polls every day on their feed clogging up. I'm sure I got blocked by a lot of you, but yeah, that's because we are now down to the titillating title game, the crappy championship.
You got time to workshop it.
Yes.
Well, beautiful. Yeah, yes. No,
it's been a great tournament. There's been a lot of campaigning and everything, and you know, it wouldn't be the championship match if Chris didn't have a shot to defend his title here. So
definitely. So why don't you set up what happened in the semifinals and set up the final match?
Well, the closest matchup of the two in the Frisky Four was between. As Marnie used the hashtag, it was hashtag girl fight.
Ooh.
Between the number one seed Marnie Gellner and the number three seed Haley. And Haley got a lot of help. I'll get into it a little bit later, but with probably the best fitting quote for this crazy 2020. And she got through 53% to 47% over Marnie Gellner.
Yeah, that was every time I looked at it, it was really, really close. But she just kind of had that little edge. And, you know, once you got a lot of votes in the hopper, it's hard to overcome that kind of an edge. So, yes, congratulations to Haley for I think this is the first time we have had female representation in the final.
Yes, of course. Yeah, I think this is the first female quote to ever make the Frisky Four alone. So who knows we could maybe see our first female winner.
That we're very progressive on the show, so that would be fantastic.
Yes, of course. And you know, Marnie, I feel bad for Marnie because that was such a great quote, and she's, you know, so lovable, and so is Haley too. But you know, I think she was counting on those mail-in votes to come in overnight and they just never really did. I think the mail-in votes came in a little early. So, yeah, things just kind of locked in there for Haley.
Yep, for sure. And it's a good thing I didn't have any bets down on Marnie.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, I would have had money on her as well. Next up in the other semifinal, it was the two seed of the Twin Cities Summer Jam region, Chris Hockey, defeating John Creasel, the number two seed, 59% to 41%. Now, I know it's Chris Hockey, and I think the later the tournament gets, he kind of has his people that, you know, kind of stuff the Chris Hockey ballot box here.
Yeah.
It always seems like once we get to the salacious 16, he really starts picking up his voting counts. So this was kind of a runaway in what I thought was a better matchup than what the final number came out to be.
Yeah, definitely. And I was kind of surprised. I was thinking it would be more of like a 53-47, like the Gal matchup was. But yeah, that I think all your theories are correct, and it's going to be interesting because you're going to have the power of the Chris Hockey mob versus the power of the Haley campaign. So I think those kind of might cancel each other out, and maybe we'll just end up with what everybody really thinks is the best quote.
Yes, and that's all we wanted. You know, there's a lot of funny people that are featured on the Power Trip, and obviously the three guys as well. And yet Haley finds herself in the finals against the GOAT of quotes, Chris Hockey.
And, you know, and if I was putting a betting line on this, to be perfectly honest with you, I think I would make Haley just the slight favorite simply because her quote is about Chris Hockey, which is probably enough to satisfy, like, the Chris Hockey, you know, fan base and whatever. It's like, well, at least it's about our guy. And I think they're going to kind of lend a little bit of support to that quote as well. So I would make her just a slight favorite because it's about Chris.
Yes, I'm sure Chris is really happy that a quote in the finals against him is advertising how quick he is in the bedroom and how enjoyable it is in the bedroom with him. So maybe he'll seek a little revenge there and taste blood.
Well, it should be an exciting final. I'm looking forward to seeing those votes pour in and crowning a champion. It's going to be historic. We're either going to have a three-time defending champion in Chris Hockey, or we are going to have the first non-Chris Hockey champion and the first female champion. So either way, it's going to be fairly historic. So
history will be made. Polls go up on Monday morning at whenever I wake up, hopefully 5:30 on Monday morning, and it'll be another 2-day poll. We'll let it linger out there, try to get the vote count up. Maybe let's set a target out there for 4,000 votes.
4,000 votes. Wow, that's a pretty big.
That's a lot of votes, and it's a pretty big poll.
It's a very big poll.
We might have to allow, like, you know, Corey's dad to start, like, texting in his votes or something, or, like, allow Haley's fan base to, like, make burner accounts. But get out there and vote. If you're listening to this, get out there and vote for your favorite quote.
Vote early, vote often, and retweet the hell out of it. So, yes, we're shooting for 4,000. That's a very aggressive goal. I like it. Well, one other aggressive goal that we had last weekend as we get into our Patreon segment was to hit a parlay for our Patreon supporters. And unfortunately, Dave, I completely screwed it up. And actually, to be perfectly accurate, the Timberwolves screwed it up by winning at Utah and blowing up the parlay. Very, very, very frustrating that we could not give away more money to our Patreon supporters. But we did hit the over bet on the Raiders-Dolphins game in dramatic fashion on the Fitzmagic play and field goal. And we managed to get a little extra money back by hedging, taking some of that money and hedging out of the Timberwolves game just a little bit. So in the end, we managed to give away $55 each to a couple of our Patreon supporters. So that is pretty awesome. Josephine and Justin were the winners of that. So they take home 55 bucks.
This is rigged. This is rigged. Justin won?
Well, we know most of the people that are the Patreon supporters. So I think you probably would have thought it was rigged no matter which way it went. But so, yes, congratulations to them. And our next Patreon bet is going to be on the Super Bowl coin toss. So that should be lots of fun.
Hell yes.
We'll take whatever money we get between now and the Super Bowl and put it on the coin toss. So we'll get 2021 off to a rip-roaring start. So if you're interested in joining, of course, you know the patreon.com/betsandquotes. And I need to mention that we need to welcome two new high rollers to the club. Tim and Andrew both joined since our last podcast. So welcome aboard, guys. Thank you so much for supporting us. And yeah, you can you'll be in on the Super Bowl coin toss. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, think of this, Tim and Andrew, if you weren't in I don't think you were in it, but we had our live stream for our parlay watching, our viewing party. I consumed 5 16-ounce IPAs and 3/4 of a 750 of Fireball. And that... I don't even remember our bets. Like, I literally blacked out. I haven't like blacked out like that since like college. I don't know why the Zoom thing is just makes me drink alcohol. I like barely ever drink alcohol, but those goddamn things make me drink so much. Like, I don't get it.
Nice. Yeah. And then on the flip side, I'm the dumbass that ran out of half and half. And so I like didn't have any white Russians during the whole entire call. So that's why.
Yeah. Chuck, were you even there?
I was, yeah, I was in and out quite a bit, but yeah, I should have just run to the store and grab some half and half during the call. But, unfortunately
you didn't have any check blanks.
I didn't do that. So, yeah, I unfortunately was very glued to the bets and trying to watch all four games at once and keep track of it. And I was very I needed some white Russians to kind of take the edge off a little bit, especially when the stupid Jazz blew it. So,
but it was a lot of the effing Timberwolves, man.
I know, but it was a lot of fun, and we will do this definitely again. You know, we'll probably set up a quick live stream for the Super Bowl coin toss just so we can all see that before we get off to our own Super Bowl parties and stuff. But yeah. Should be lots of fun, and we'll of course do this again next year. Maybe we'll do it a couple times during the year. We'll just see what you guys want to do. So, well, we got lots of stuff to get caught up on. We got bets update, we got quotes of the week, we're gonna do a bets and quotes quickie, of course, we got quotes notes, and our NFL locks of the week. So let's get rolling with the bets update.
Parker Fodge. Parker Fodge.
All right. Well, we've got a few things to update on. Speaking of the stupid Timberwolves, Marty is in on a bet. We've got Marty putting her $50 down against Chris Hockey on the Wolves over. Of all things to bet on, Marn, the Wolves over is not a way to kind of initiate yourself into the world of heads-up betting. Although they did get off to the 2-0 start, I'll give them props to that. And then in classic Timberwolves fashion, Carl Anthony Towns mangles his wrist, and who knows what's going to happen, and they've lost two straight since then. So I'm feeling pretty good. I got money on the Wolves under, just like Mr. Hockey. I feel pretty good about it. This team, unless Anthony Edwards really is like a next-level star, they will revert to form and I think safely go under for me.
Yeah, the Timberwolves are dead to me. They can all pass away. You know, I can't get over it. You know, why couldn't Kat sprain his wrist? Why couldn't he, like, do a little too much rating before that game? Like,
yeah, come like, on. Like, dude. If Meat Sauce was on the Wolves, I would completely understand if there was a wrist injury prior to the game, right?
Meat Sauce would be injured for all 81 games.
Yeah, he'd be day-to-day every day, so... Left wrist injury. All right. So, yes, good luck to Hawk on that one. Hopefully Marnie loses that bet, just from my own selfish perspective. We got a couple more football bets to get settled before the year is over. Most of the NFL season bets have been settled. The last one to get resolved is Sauce with the Chiefs going 15-1. Unfortunately for him, he was so right about this that the Chiefs have no reason to play on Sunday, and they are currently 3.5-point underdogs at home. So it's going to be interesting to see how that game evolves. And it always sucks to lose games, you know, to lose the irrelevant Week 17 game, to lose a bet, but... You know, unfortunately, that's the position he put himself in with the bet. So we'll see how that one goes. Yeah, right now he's the dog in that one. And then another bet that got placed this week between Sauce and Tommy, and I love it because it's a pretty even bet, really. Sauce has the Chiefs or the Packers to win the Super Bowl, and Tommy has the field. So Tommy will have 12 teams versus Sauce with the two favorites, the Chiefs and the Packers, to win the Super Bowl. And in case you're wondering, in case you have a good memory and or you've scrolled through my Twitter feed, yes, Tommy does in fact have money on the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl this year and against the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl this year. Leave it to the GOAT Tommy to have both sides of the bet.
Oh, nobody quite does it like Tommy. Man, he's betting for and against himself.
So the dream scenario, because the bet on the Chiefs is for the next 3 years, so the dream scenario for him is that the Chiefs and Packers don't win the Super Bowl this year. He wins the bet with meat sauce, and then the Chiefs win it either in year two or year three. Then he wins both bets. But it's kind of an interesting hedge, because if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl this year, he cashes out from Corey and Chris.
Right. It is nice splitting up the conferences there. I see the Chiefs right now as they're plus 135 and the Packers are plus 450 at my book right now to win the Super Bowl. But there's a lot of good teams, and this playoffs is going to be super interesting, especially in the AFC. Kansas City has gotten down and trailed in a lot of games this year, and you know they've found a way to come back at the end with, you know, possibly the greatest quarterback ever by the end of his career in Patrick Mahomes. But man, the AFC is deep. The Ravens are starting to turn it on. The Buffalo Bills with Josh Allen are red hot and just killing everyone. And then the NFC too, like, I mean, the Saints are solid. You know, maybe if Drew Brees is out, they're a better team. But, you know, there's possibilities for both those teams to go down. And the Packers can't play defense, so.
Yep, and the Packers have not guaranteed themselves the number one seed yet. So that's still right. Technically up in the air. And who knows, maybe the Bears will actually pull through and knock them off too. So that would make it a tougher road for the Packers. So. Yeah, fun bet. I love that Tommy has both sides of the bet. He is the GOAT. And I wish he was on every day because, as I tweeted out, I think we would hit the record handle by February if Tommy was on the show every day. Because it's all they have to do is read a line. Like, you know, the Vikings are favored by 3.5 and the over-under is 54. And Tommy's like, all right, what side do you want? he doesn't even have a take. He just wants action.
He is great for the business of power trip bets. That is for sure.
Absolutely. So, all right. Well, that will do it for the bets update. Unfortunately, they're not going to hit the handle record for this year. They came up like 1600 short, but very impressive effort overall. And yeah, I'm not disappointed. It would have been one tall task to set the record this year. I have a feeling.
And we can blame the British Open. We can blame the goddamn British.
Yes.
If they would have played the Open Championship, we would have hit it.
See, it's your fault, Andy.
Yes. Suck it, Andy.
All right. Well, that will do it for the bets update. Let's do the quotes.
And now it's time for the quotes of the week.
I'd let Brett Favre pee on me.
Sure.
Ted Bundy's been to the Rose Bowl more recently than the Gophers.
Because it's hard to bang and play it at the same time.
Banging lung darts
whale. All right, friends, it is time to get to the quotes of the week. And there's been a lot of quotes going around, but those are old news. We're already working on fiscal 2021 quotes. And we will start at number three with Chris Hockey.
Hoskins was at a strip club.
Not exactly true, right?
Well, he had strippers with right. No masks.
Listen, every room can be a strip club.
Yeah.
Right.
Very true.
And that's maybe when I'm better on paper, like we talked about. Every room can be a strip club, you know? It's like, it gives you hope. You know, it's like, man, I had a rough day at work. You know, my dog ran away. You know, family members in the hospital. But God damn it, this room here, this bathroom right here downstairs could be a strip club.
Indeed. You just need the right atmosphere. So
that's the kind of positive, you know, mindset we're looking for here in 2020.
Indeed.
All right, let's move to number two, and it is the 2018 Power Trip Quote of the Year champion, Chris Hockey.
I've ever told this story, Corey, but this will explain to you guys so much why I love snowstorms and Christmas. Oh my God, this is exactly why I love snowstorms. I saw my first T-word during a blizzard.
What? I almost spit hot coffee.
Think about the prop bets for like random things that Hockey's admitted for 2020. See, I think admitting that the first time he's seen a T-word in a blizzard, I think that was like plus 1,200. So
yeah.
Just came in before the end of the year. That was huge for somebody.
Oh my gosh! Leave it to Chris to to get horny and over a blizzard.
Get him horny.
Yeah. that was a one of many good stories that we've had over the last week. So yes, I love going down memory lane and hearing stories from the past that we haven't heard before.
I know, I love it too. Well, let's move to the number one quote of the week. And yes, it is a sweep for the 2019 and hopeful 2020 Power Trip Quote of the Year champion, Chris Hockey.
Oh, you have no idea how many Christmas gifts there are in my closet right now. I had to ask Corey to leave.
That one's going to go a long way in next year's tournament.
Legitimately, I don't see how that one loses at this point. I mean, that's going to take down just about everything. So,
and it's going to hit at that Christmas time of the year too, when the tournament's going on. That's the right theme. That's the right guy saying it. That's really good.
Yes. So, so worry not, Power Trip Nation. We will. That quote will be part of the 2021 tournament, and it will. As of right now, it is a number one seed with a bullet.
Yeah, more to come on that later, but that will do it for the quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, we just got a couple things for you this week in Your Thoughts. We're going to do a Bets and Quotes quickie for you, which is actually a two-segment quickie, which is a long quickie. So I don't know what you call that, but we'll take it. So it's a fun little bit. And then
we call it a trip to Colorado.
And then we will do quotes notes, get caught up there, and do our locks of the week.
And now it's time for a Bets and Quotes quickie, also known as a meat sauce.
All right. Well, this week on our quickie, as you guys know, if you've been listening a while, one of my absolute favorite things on the Power Trip is when Meat Sauce wishes something bad would happen and explains the scenario, and Corey picks it apart word by word. So found one of these in going down memory lane a little bit, one that I had filed away, and I thought it would be very appropriate because this is kind of our Christmas. This is going to be our Christmas episode, and then circumstances happened, and unfortunately we didn't get it out by Christmas, but we've got the Christmas open, and we're just going to call this Chestnut Stapled Near an Open Fire.
Great story.
Well, you kind of... So wait.
No, he's
you
right.
Two can share what hideous pastry you've had, and the second I do, it's great story.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
You got it.
Yeah.
Well, then I hope both of you get your balls stapled to the ground.
Boy, that would be an ironic thing.
And then kicked over.
Ooh. That would be weird if that really happened.
By Gary Anderson.
I didn't think I'd be mad if that really happened today. I'd be like, God.
Oh, exactly.
Our whole body gets kicked over?
Yeah, you get like...
So it's stapled. I'm just trying to picture this. It's stapled to the ground.
Yeah, somebody.
But what kind of ground? Like a astroturf? Because you're not going to be able to staple me to grass.
Somebody
and dirt.
Puts a wood board under you.
Okay.
Bird bats you.
Well, that's not really the
and
ground.
And then two staples, and then Gary Anderson kicks you over.
Ooh.
So my body falls over, yet the staples remain.
Yeah.
So it's a pulling and tearing factor.
Right. And not Gary Anderson, the old Vikings kicker.
ISIS?
Gary Anderson, the old Wisconsin Badgers coach. No, just somebody who I pay to do it, Randy. Randy's got a staple gun.
So Meat Sauce sets up the whole scenario of stapling their nuts to the ground and then clarifies that he's actually going to staple them to a board and then Gary Anderson, the old Wisconsin coach, is going to come over and kick them over.
Not the former Vikings kicker.
And again, any good story paints a good visual, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I know. I was just going to shut the lights off here and just kind of imagine it going on. But yeah, I think that that's when Sauce looks out the window of inspiration there on the northeast corner of the studio. You know, he really draws some creative thoughts. Looking out the window of inspiration.
There is definitely something out that window. So I have yet to see that in person. I really want to see that moment in person. But he's definitely drawing inspiration from outside the window. And of course, whatever Sauce sets up, Corey knocks down.
So you are going to pay one of your buddies to kidnap both Chris and I and then staple our nuts to the ground.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have to bird bath you first.
No, wait a minute. Okay. Are we going to be – I'm sorry. I hate to belabor this. Are we going to be on the ground or on a wooden porch?
Yeah.
Because I could pull myself right out of the ground.
Yep.
Staples don't work well in dirt.
You make it sound like we're going to be stapled to a log cabin.
I didn't think this out. No, I said you'd have a board underneath you.
Now, will you be announcing to the world that you were, in fact, behind this?
I just did.
Okay, well, then you're going to be arrested, and there's nothing in it for Randy, because there's no way you're paying him for this. So you're both going to jail just so we get our bag stapled to a piece of wood.
My dad will get me out of it.
I doubt it.
I don't think he can get you out of this.
No.
I've got permanent scarring.
And we have audio proof that you have concocted the entire operation.
Yeah, but to be fair, one of you may for at least 5 or 10 minutes enjoy it.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I like it a little bit. I've still got two massive holes in my bag.
You need to isolate that. I've got two massive holes in my bag.
I've got two. That is awesome. Oh, yes. The scarring will last, that's for sure. Well into the prison sentence for Sauce and Hot Ass Randy.
Oh, boy. That's so good. I used to love those where, they have an idea of what the segment's going to be. And then all it takes is one trigger for Sauce. You know what? I hate you guys. I'm going to staple your balls to a log cabin. And then it turns into, wait, you're going to staple our ball, and then dissecting. And, they're supposed to recap the twin score and talk about, a sleep number. But instead they talk about, Sauce hypothetically stapling balls to the ground.
It is so brilliant. It's like my favorite one of recent past that I can remember is the whole three wishes thing on the After Party podcast. That is that's one of the all time best ones where he wanted hockey to upside down 69 Lawyer Lambert. And oh my God, that one, that's one of the better ones. If you don't listen to the After Party podcast regularly, that was definitely one worth sticking around for. So it always hits a chord with me whenever Sauce says something aggressive like that, and Corey, I'm just waiting for Corey to go, hang on, you are telling me.
Yeah, there's a couple times, like, I think there's even a couple references this week where I'm like, Corey, if Corey was here,
right,
he would have said.
Yeah, you absolutely listen differently when like Corey's not there to interject or intercept something that Sauce has said. So,
right.
It's always a treat for me. All right, well, something that's always a treat for our listeners is a Quotes Notes Open.
Wait for the lyrics. Wait. Oh no. No, it's just the Vanga bus. the effing boys is what I call them.
Well, that's definitely the most listenable Quotes Notes Open you've ever had.
Yeah. There is no better way to get pumped up to listen to an idiot ramble than the Vanga boys.
Absolutely.
First, starting off this week, the show's always weird with one of the members not being there this week in Corey. But I felt like this week was kind of cool, especially they were able to get some, some bonus Parrish and some other Tommy and Rosie and Marnie. And, Chris had a couple segments where it almost felt more like a podcast and kind of going down memory lane, especially with Rosen the other day and with Parrish. I just thought that was kind of a cool angle and kind of a good way for some of the newer listeners to hear some of the old stories. And I just thought it was really good programming and a good idea by the guys.
Yeah, they definitely knocked it out of the park. I mean, these are this week, these are probably three of the best like episodes where one of the three was missing that I've heard in a long time, because usually it's pretty noticeable. And, it's absolutely no offense to Corey, but I mean, you're right. They just kind of dove into they did it kind of a deep dive into different areas. You know, you had the double duel of the decades today, which was kind of fun. And, you know, of all things, like 80s versus 90s ballads, which was freaking awesome. And I'm more convinced than ever now that like Parrish is my music spirit animal, because I'm like 90% lined up with Parrish. Like, it's almost, there's maybe one difference every time, every week. And other than that, it's like whatever Parrish says, that's pretty much where I am too. So it was really good. And like you said, it's fun to just kind of do a deep dive. I mean, I know they've got sponsor bits to do. They've got regular bits to do. They've got, you know, just a lot of things to get to during the course of a show and stuff like that. And it was just kind of cool this week to, you know, hey, we're just going to take a whole segment and talk to Tommy about his recruiting and, you know, just go really deep on something like that. So it was definitely a lot of fun. I enjoyed every moment of the shows this week.
For sure. I did as well. We got two kind of sad things here to bring up, but I think that they should get a little attention. Rest in peace, Tom Hanneman.
Yeah.
Fox Sports North fame. You know, really a Minnesota sports broadcasting icon. Right up there in, you know, maybe a tear down from like a Mark Rosen or something like that. But I mean, right up there in my mind, you know, for how many times I've watched Wolves, Twins, Wild games, just seemed like an amazing guy. I know it's gotta be tough for Marnie and the, you know, his coworkers there at Fox Sports North. But it was kind of good to hear from Marnie and kind of get her reaction. I can't believe, you know, how tough that would be to lose a coworker like that.
Yeah, for sure. And Hanneman was one of those guys too, where like, you know, I remember him from back in the day and stuff. And, you know, I didn't know exactly how old he was, but he looks 45. I mean, he
right.
always looks super young. And so it's just kind of, you know, I mean, he was 70 years old, but it, you know, it was kind of a sudden unexpected passing. And, you know, and he looks so young too. And it's just kind of like, there's that side of it too, where it's just like, just hard to believe that he's gone like that. But yeah, he always meant, you know, as somebody that doesn't live in Minnesota, and you know, sometimes I have to scratch and claw to get Minnesota sports. Whenever I'd see Hanneman's face on TV, it was like, yes, I am watching a Minnesota production here. So, yeah, it's rest in peace and sorry, everybody, for the loss.
For sure. And then one other one here. I guess we just learned about it on Tuesday, the passing of John Bonas's dad over Christmas. Holy smokes, that can never be easy. Thoughts and prayers for his family there too. That's terrible news.
Yeah, it's not fun, especially at the holidays. I mean, I know, like I lost my dad last year, right before Christmas and stuff like that. And, you know, in a way it was good because, you know, we got to have the funeral and, you know, be together with family a lot around the holidays. So it was, you know, it was nice that there was a lot of family and a lot of interaction stuff. But by the same token, you know, it's tough to lose, you know, a parent anytime. But, you know, around a holiday or a significant moment like that, sometimes it makes it a little bit more difficult. And I know in Bonas's case, it was pretty unexpected and pretty quick. And so I know that takes a while to process. So, yep, just lots of love to Bonas. He's absolutely one. All the guys are, you know, genuinely good people, and I have nothing but good things to say about everyone that I've interacted with, you know, outside, you know, off the air or whatever. But I mean, Bonas is legitimately, like, of a group of nice guys, Bonas may be the nicest of all of them, and
for
really
sure.
Bad for him.
Yeah. Yep. Hopefully him and Chris here and family are doing well.
Yep.
All right, let's bring it up. Let's turn up the lights now. Let's get the maybe a little extra Banga Boys here. Okay, transition.
All right.
Brianne, congratulations on winning the initials game. Now, we didn't have a show last week, so we didn't get to talk about it. But Chuck, you son of a bitch, you called it. You wanted the bet. You were trying to take. You were trying to sell that ticket all around town. To try to take Brianne at 10-1. And I guess for me, I can say that I sniffed it out. The charge angle was totally a thing. But congrats, Brianne, nonetheless. That was very cool.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, you know, it was all based on like how she does in like the pop music pop quiz and stuff. And just kind of, I mean, she's not somebody that's limited to like post 2000 culture. I mean, she knows a lot of stuff. And, you know, we saw that when we talked to her too. You know, she's very diverse. She's very broad. She lives with her parents and gets probably a lot of, you know, network TV knowledge through them and such. So, yeah, she's a very well-rounded individual, and I figured she would do good, and I knew she wouldn't be intimidated, because I think, you know, she's somebody that's very, very confident, I think, on the mic now, and I just didn't get the impression she would be intimidated at all. You know, she's comfortable around all these guys and everything, and I just figured those kind of two factors together, yeah, she has a decent shot. I mean, obviously, she's not going to be favored over Sauce or AJ, but... You know, give her a crack. Unfortunately, I made nothing off of it.
Yeah, it's too bad. But nonetheless, congrats to Old Balls, Brianne.
OBB.
Next up, I think I need to hire contact and reach out to Dean Mewchu and get him to do the quote of the year selection show, the little introduction piece.
I'm Dean Mewchu.
Yeah, either that or I need to find a computer that sounds more like him, which... probably wouldn't be very hard at all, but I think I should reach out to I'm Dean Mewchu.
I just love how whenever one of his segments plays, nobody hears a damn word that he says. They're just all waiting for him to say I'm Dean Mewchu.
It is. He should just say I'm Dean Mewchu, I'm Dean Mewchu, I'm Dean Mewchu, and then just end it, because that's what we're all waiting for, the payoff.
Absolutely.
A number of people sharing a lot of stuff on Twitter and Instagram in the Power Trip family, but I thought none was cuter than John Kreisel showing his little girl opening up her presents on Christmas morning under the tree. For some reason, that just caught me in a warm spot, and that was really, really cute. Chloe is going to be a stud.
Yeah, and his little videos of her like looking at the lights and stuff is just he's definitely enjoying being a daddy, and I think it's very appropriate that he had a little girl, because I think he kind of gets to explore, you know, that side of being a dad. So I think that's really cool, and he's loving every minute of it, as you figured he would.
Absolutely, he is having a great time. This one is kind of random, but it got brought up. There's been a number of stories that national news media that have come up where like people like hiding out and changing identities. And like, they were really like this terrible person, like 30, 40, 50 years ago. And they finally find them and charge them. I have one that's kind of personal that is just recently come up. So my parents own a home, basically a future retirement home down in Florida. And my dad and my mom and dad's next door neighbor, my dad sent me this article for over, here's the headline, Nebraska drug kingpin hid out for three decades using a dead baby's identity. And it's the mugshot of their next door neighbor. So Howard Farley, he was hiding out for 35 years. He was this drug kingpin forever. He's like 73 years old now. He used a dead infant's, like, I don't know, social security number and identity, basically, to like create this other identity. And yeah, I don't know, I just thought, you hear all these stories of like, oh, he seemed like a nice guy, you know, like a serial killer, like, and I mean, it could be worse. He could be a serial killer or a rapist or something like that. Like, drugs, whatever. I mean, he just looks like an old grandpa, like all the other people who live in their neighborhood. And he seemed like a nice guy, but I guess he was a drug kingpin on the run.
And not to put a damper on your story or anything like that, but you lose a little bit of street cred when you're a drug kingpin from Nebraska. I mean, come on.
Right.
That's
what,
was
he selling
out there.
Tylenol?
I mean, I don't remember too many great old school classic rap songs about drug kingpins from Omaha.
Yeah, what's the throw up the zip code for for Omaha? Or Lincoln.
Well, that's pretty crazy. Yeah, you do hear those stories. Like, I love, like, cold case files and stuff like that. And sometimes you'll get some of that on cold case files. And then they'll track the person down living, like, a very normal life. And, yeah, I know they were, like, this evil person back in the day. So, yeah, interesting him living right next door. And if I'm your dad, I'm going over there late at night and maybe checking the backyard out a little bit. See if there's any supplies hidden back in the backyard.
Yeah, no shit. We should dig up that, try to find his septic tank back there or something.
At least get a drug-sniffing dog on the scene for a little while.
Yes. Yeah, maybe there's some ayahuasca for the guys. And this is the last one, and this is very controversial. So Corey Cove versus the Power Trip Quote of the Year tournament is beginning to be a bigger rivalry than Ben Lieber versus the coronavirus. there is controversy. Corey talked about it, I believe it was midway through December, right before he went on vacation. So basically, Corey's going after the Power Trip Quote committee here, saying that we should wait until the end of the year to do the Quote of the Year tournament. Now, and he kind of built his case around what was this week's Quote of the Week with Chris Hockey, with Corey in the Closet. I just feel like we always have done it where it kind of wraps up to end the year. I feel like once we do it after the end of the year, it's like, well, nobody cares. We're already on 2021. Maybe I should put out a poll or do something. I don't care. And we can do it where it wraps up and do it a straight end of year for next year. But, you know, sometimes it's cool to do the tournament in December, but we can definitely move to January if that's what we think makes the most sense. That's for sure.
Nah, I say we keep it as is. It's not like any of the quotes are getting excluded. I mean, it's, you know, you're just right. You're picking a 12-month time frame and you're saying this was the best quote of those 12 months. And 11 of those 12 months happened to be in the same year and 1 month was in a different year. And Corey's always the one, you know, to that point, he's always the one that talks about, well, just because the calendar year changes, it doesn't change anything, you know. And he's always talking about how, you know, like people wait until New Year's to start a New Year's resolution. Why don't you just start it on December 15th? So kind of goes against his own argument there a little bit. But well, yeah.
And he's always trying to ladder up, bitch.
No, I think we just leave it the way it is, because part of the thing is it takes about a month or so to get the tournament completed, and we like to do our year-end award show, because if we waited until January 1st to start doing the polls, we wouldn't be able to do our award show for 2020 until, like, the end of January, and that would kind of seem ridiculous that, oh, wait a minute, it's 31 days later, and now you're doing the award show? So, yeah, I think it's fine, and that's just the hard where thing. It is.
Yeah, that's the hard thing, too, is, like, it's not like it just, like, there's a ton of work that goes into, like, the tournament and everything, and like I can't even really start, you know, I can keep updating my rankings and narrow it down from there, but I can't even really start cutting audio because I cut it with the label, like, this is quote number 4, you know, out of 64, and arrange things. It's like I can't really even start working on it until, you know, we have like the cutoff point. So I don't know, we'll see where it goes, but I'm glad that he mentioned the tournament. So even though it was bad press, it was good press for the tournament. So the committee appreciates that.
All press is good press. All right. Yes. Well, let's get on with the locks of the week. It's week 17, so this is the end of the regular season. You're 500. We've had to skip a couple weeks because of shows. So you're 500 at 7-7. I am well below 500 at 4-9-1. I'm going to fire. I'm going back to the well. The only team that has really done anything consistently for me this year is Buffalo. They're only 2.5-point favorites against Miami at home, and they need the game. Like, they have not guaranteed the number 2 seed, so they are definitely going to be trying to win out there. I think all of that adds up to Buffalo easily covering a 2.5-point spread. They might blow Miami out in this game. So take the Bills to the bank.
Ooh, I like that angle a lot. Because there is still some motivation for them in seeding.
100%. Yep. If it was an irrelevant game, I probably wouldn't go with them. But yeah, they're going to be trying to win that game.
Right. Yeah. Week 17 is so tough.
It is.
Really. I mean, there's a couple. I would say, you know, just for in general, I would say look at a couple money lines. And, you know, just because weird things happen, teams without motivation, like, I'm looking at the board right now, like, Jets are playing the Patriots. Patriots are favored by 3. I would even look at the Jets at plus 145, maybe even the Falcons at plus 235 against the Bucks. They've been playing a lot better lately, especially their defense. But, Chuck, I have a lock this week. I should play college because I've just been lighting up college football with that one bet I made. But I am going to go with this week, the Tennessee Titans -7 against the Houston Texans. Now, I should say that you could sprinkle some on the over here as well, as both teams have terrible defenses, above average offenses as well. But Houston is a terrible team. They are absolutely awful. Tennessee needs to win. They're coming off. They need a slump buster as they go into the playoffs. Just got beat up a little bit by the Green Bay Packers in the snow. So I am going to go with the Tennessee Titans -7.
All right. I like it. Hopefully it's a different Titans team that shows up for the Houston game. You're absolutely right. Houston is trash. And J.J. Watt definitely let the fans know that they're trash, or the fans know that the team is trash, so, and that they're trying. So. All right, well, beautiful. We'll see if you can close above 500 for the year. I have no shot, so beautiful. All right, well, we will be back next week. Next week is the annual award show. We will do the 2020 Power Trip Awards next week, and we'll be back with all your favorite categories, and we'll see what we throw out for the Golden Dongs next week.
Yes, I was going to say it, Chuck, you ignorant slut. It's the 2020 Golden Dongs.
Oh, brilliant. All right. Well, we'll be back next week with the awards show. In the meantime, Dave, where can they find you at?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTrip Quotes.
I'm, of course, at PowerTrip Bets. Thanks for listening, guys. We will talk to you next year.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.